1958. Lola Brigida.
Oh. Yeah.
She was...
she looks kind of familiar.
Older. She was born back in 27.
Yep.
So obviously her film career would have been 50s, 60s, older 70s stuff, and stuff like that. So those of you who are a little bit older are yelling out names of movies right now. She was in. But yeah, she was a big deal. And a hard to pronounce last name, Lola Brigida. Gina Lola Brigida. Okay.
Next up is Neil Simon, playwright known as Doc, has many of his hit shows, The Odd Couple, Brighton Beach Memories, Barefoot in the Park, and The Sunshine Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Ann Landers, she was an advice columnist.
Yeah.
She passed away June 22nd of 2002.
That was in all the major newspapers. People would write letters in asking for her suggestion on all kinds of tips to in life, and she would answer them for the whole world to see.
Oh.
Yeah, Dear Abby and Ann Landers. Yeah.
Next up is Gloria Stewart. She was the oldest person ever nominated for an Academy Award for acting when her role as 100-year-old Rose Dawson in Titanic. Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's her.
Oh, that's her. I always forget what her name is.
So she lived to 100.
Yeah, I don't want to say she made that movie, but she was a big part of the success of that movie.
She was. Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then finally, oh, that's so stupid. Okay, I was about to read it off. Tomorrow is the United States of America's birthday, 248 years old.
Really?
That's so funny. Yeah.
you were trying to pronounce the name.
Yeah, right? I was waiting. I was like, okay.
Good job. All right.
Thanks.
248 years.
Yes.
So,
born 1776.
So I would guess in two more years, 250 is going to be a pretty significant milestone.
Yeah.
So we'll probably shoot off fireworks and eat a lot of hot dogs
from the radio station.
Yeah, from the roof of the radio station. Yes. All right. So happy birthday for you, 4th of July babies. We're going to talk about NCCU. They've got a special golf event coming up and other things. We'll do that after the news.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions still surround President Biden and what should happen next in the Democratic Party following last week's debate performance. With the election just 4 months away, here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
What Democrats were saying privately just a few days ago, they are now saying publicly. I've been talking to over a dozen Democrats, and the concern is palpable. It is piercing. There is mounting pressure on President Biden from Democrats who are demanding answers about the president's mental fitness and who are also raising questions about whether he should go on with his campaign.
Hurricane Beryl heading toward Jamaica could make landfall in the next few hours, pass near the Cayman Islands tomorrow, and hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Friday. Right now, it's a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of about 140 miles an hour. The grueling heat wave still bearing down on much of the country. Parts of Arkansas and Louisiana are expecting heat indexes of about 110 degrees today. This is ABC News. Fresh attacks in Ukraine. Russian missiles and drones hitting the eastern city of Dnipro, killing at least 5 people. At least 121 people dead in a crush of thousands at a religious festival in India, and dozens more are being treated.
Grieving loved ones recounting the tragic stampede in northern India. Authorities say massive overcrowding, insufficient exits, and other factors contributed to the high death toll. The crush occurred in a village in Uttar Pradesh state as large crowds rushed to exit a makeshift tent. What sparked the panic isn't immediately clear. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Wildlife officials are now trying to save owls by killing owls. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to release a controversial plan today allowing for the killing of nearly 500,000 barred owls in western states over the next 30 years. Those owls have been crowding out smaller spotted owls, driving them toward extinction. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Glendale is accusing poll observers of disrupting the vote in a special election primary yesterday. Brian Kennedy tells WIS Politics observers were challenging every absentee ballot as poll workers tried to process them. Two of the observers are known conspiracy theorists. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for PFAS cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning up pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places in all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. July 1st, the Eau Claire Police Department responded to what they believe may have been the most Wisconsin complaint ever. In a Facebook post, they stated that officers were sent to check on a report from a driver of someone chasing them down and throwing cheese at their car. They went on to say that is not Gouda, and it's unbelievable that someone would do that. They also stated, quote, throwing cheese is not your best look, Eau Claire, end quote. This incident occurred at 9:46 p.m. on Monday night, and the only message we have for the Munster that did this is that they really Gouda make cheddar decisions. And we are thankful they did not appear to choose to throw sharp cheddar. If there are any updates on the matter, such as whether or not the person got away with it, and whether or not they have a pending Swiss demeanor for wasting dairy products in the state of Wisconsin, we will be sure to provide you updates as they come to us. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Bucks meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, Tyler Smith and first round pick AJ Johnson, who was asked what's his motivation to play in the NBA.
My family is one of my biggest motivations. I feel like just my obsession of just wanting to be like an unstoppable basketball player. That's like my ultimate motivation every single day.
Some big transactions already in free agency, like Golden State saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, Bucks GM John Horst.
You know, we've seen a couple of those fall so far. There'll be a couple others that fall today. We feel very confident that we'll be able to get the right fits to finish off this roster.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Rockies gained three of their four-game series. Milwaukee winning 4-3 last night, snapping a six-game losing streak at Coors Field. Pat Murphy asked if it's tough for his pitchers playing in mile-high Denver.
Oh, yeah. It's no fun pitching here, that's for sure. But it's about, like, okay, it's part of the league. We got to do it. It's a rule. We got to play them. Got to play them here. We asked to get the games moved, and they wouldn't do it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and just a little breezy today. We'll get to around 81 this afternoon with wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 79. With more rain and scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
And it's 9:07. I think we're going to talk credit union in just a little bit, but we've got Big G in the studio. Big G, how we doing?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Fantastic. You like your fancy new chair there you're sitting in?
Hey, this is pretty comfortable. I might have to move my office in here, but then you and I would be bumping elbows all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got Lena with us from Lena's Northern Pines and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. Morning, Lena. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Yeah, it was a big weekend this last weekend. Saturday was out there, grand opening and everything, and how you feeling?
Well, my staff and I are still trying to catch our breaths. What an unbelievable response and outpouring of support to our Northern Pines. Thank you, everybody.
And anytime you do that, I'm sure you learn a lot the first weekend, right, about running it smooth and all that stuff. So there was a learning process, but just a great turnout for the folks, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
Just an ideal place to go. I mean, we had folks coming in by pontoon there, and they were out enjoying some drinks on the deck, and crap, all of a sudden the wind came up, and must have been 30, 35 folks that came in there, and having a big family reunion, and moved them into the tiki bar. So it was just a nice transition, and really, really smooth. And man, I did my... My mouth was watering when I came in the morning on that breakfast buffet, Joel.
Oh,
you talk about a variety of food.
I saw a couple postings on there. I saw Dr. Ben on there posted that they were out there for that, and looked wonderful. You had me at bacon, by the way. You needed to go any farther than bacon. That's it.
There's biscuits and gravy on there. My favorite.
Oh, yeah?
On there.
All right.
And that's 7 a.m. Cool. Every weekend now, right?
And Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah. We had a great turnout on Sunday. We had a good turnout Saturday morning for our first day with the buffet being available. A lot of good compliments. Also, the buffet is very convenient for those that don't want to sit and be waited on and they're in a hurry to get somewhere and they want a quick breakfast.
Yeah, come in and just, you can don't even have to sit down. You put yourself on the table and go get your stuff, right?
Absolutely.
From the buffet. Fantastic.
And it's quite a deal, too.
Yeah, $13.
$13?
Yeah. That includes milk, coffee, orange juice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my favorite four words, Joel, are what?
All you can eat.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised. I mean, if Big G comes there too many times, I mean, you might be in trouble.
Well, I'll just charge double, and that'll take care of everything.
All right, very good. So a busy 4th of July weekend, I'm sure, out there at Lena's too, right?
Yep, it's going to be interesting. We do not know what to expect as far as the turnout. I know the boat parade is a big deal on Butternut Lake.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of the residents reach out to me. They're going to start out at Bobbers and go around the lake, and they'll stop by me. We do have a live DJ all day long from noon till about 6 o'clock on our property. All are welcome to come out, enjoy the music, bring some lawn chairs, spread out on the lawn, enjoy the music. We have bean bags out there, and we'll have the volleyball net going and cool drinks, and if you're hungry, some nice food.
Yeah, very good. I know you had mentioned a couple of things to me before we went on the air that kind of moving forward that you're looking forward to and also maybe need a little help with, so talk a little bit about that.
The fall season is going to be upon us real quick. We still have a lot of lodging available within our 10 cabin units. The fall colors are wonderful. There's a muskie tournament in August. I'm going to have my own muskie tournament last weekend of September, and more information on that will be coming out soon.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So what a way to care. It's great. Just great to have it back. I'm sure a lot of people probably told you that, right?
So many memories. I had a group of people. Our family's been coming here for almost 100 years. We knew way back when, and just to see the old pictures still up on the walls and to see the place revived, a lot of happy, happy, joyous people.
Yeah, and for those who might maybe listening, tuning in maybe for the first time and hearing about you taking over Northern Pines, Lena's Northern Pines on Butternut Lake. Talk a little bit about the menu when they come out there for lunch or dinner, some of the selections.
Can I talk about my lunch? My lunch. Thank you, Lena, for lunch Saturday. I had a hand-cut California burger.
This
thing was just excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fries and a cold drink. And, I mean, there's the menu. You should see the menu, Joel.
Yeah, something as simple.
There's something on there for everybody.
Whether they're a basic person, burger, fry, or all the way up to the big steaks, I mean, you're covering the range on that menu, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Beautiful salad bar. Man.
And that salad bar is available daily starting at 11:30, 7 days a week.
All right.
If you want to come in and you want to eat light, just a simple soup and salad is also available.
All right, very nice.
You got to go meet Steve.
Steve.
He'll take care of you. Steve the bartender.
Okay,
there.
All right.
He'll take good care of you.
All right, very good, very good. Social media, where can they find you on social media, Lena, if they want to check it out?
Northern Pines. Lena's Northern Pines. Just Google that, and there will be an array of things that will pop up.
All right, very good.
Go ahead there, Joel. I don't mean to.
No, go ahead, Big G. I don't want to stop you.
Okay. All right. We had some big winners this weekend. Thank you, Lena, and thanks to Frank. Congratulations again to both of you. And thanks for having me out there. And we've got some big winners of some prizes from Civic Media 98Q Country that we drew out for at Lena's Northern Pines this last weekend here.
All right.
So Adam Nichols, congratulations to him. He won a pair of Brewer tickets to the August 27th game against the Giants.
Nice.
And then we've got Skip Sommerfeld. He won a Dell's attraction package. And then Emily Manley, she won Family of Four Milwaukee Zoo tickets. So,
all right.
Congratulations to them.
Skip, he fishes too much. He can't go to the Dells. So if you know him, just ask him for those tickets. He'll give them to you, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, he's too busy fishing. He was just in here yesterday. I was talking to him.
All right.
Congratulations to the winners out there from the live broadcast from Lena's. All right. Well, another big, it's only been, a week? Less than a week that you've been open.
5 days.
Yeah. But you've settled in real nice already, it sounds like.
Yes. Quite an outpouring for dinner. People excited about being able to come out and have a place to sit down for a good meal.
Yeah.
We have people coming from Fifield and Phillips, north from Glidden and Mellon. We have a whole array of customers coming through.
All right. Right on Butternut Lake. Lena's, it used to be crucial on radio to give directions. Now people just hook up their phones. Lena's Northern Pines, and the phone takes them right there.
Yeah.
Beautiful location, and the weather is shaping up to be pretty nice this weekend. But like Big G said, even if a raindrop comes down, you can sneak inside to the tiki area or inside and even watch the Brewer game probably in there too, I bet, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and we got 10 nice cabins. I think we was talking to you over the weekend. You said you still got maybe one or two openings for Flamborama yet. So yep. What a beautiful place to stay out there. If your family's coming up, go to linasnorthernpines.com. Book your cabin out there. Yeah. Bring the family out there. Enjoy dinner.
Any family members or friends coming up for the Glidden Labor Day festivities? We still have quite a few openings for lodging over that Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, and I know previous for you, before you took it over, our engineers were up here a couple months ago, and they stayed out at one of the cabins out there, and they didn't want to leave. No. They were like, a fireplace, and can we just stay? This job's going to take longer than we thought, they said. We're going to be here a while. So, yeah, it's just a wonderful, warm setting.
Take a cruise, enjoy the lake. They got three nice pontoon boats for rental out there, so Absolutely. You can rent a pontoon by the day, so...
All right, Lena's Northern Pines. It's a gathering spot, so get on out there this 4th of July weekend. Take the family on out there, and I'm sure somebody will be shooting off a bottle rocket at some point out there over the lake, I bet, Alina.
I'm sure we're going to see quite a few interesting things out on the lake this weekend.
It's always the one-up show, isn't it? Yeah. Who's trying to one-up the other one and how they're doing.
I saw some fireworks on the way back from 70th. What the heck? Is it? Is it red lightning or what? But people were shooting fireworks off on the way back from... All right. Aqua last night.
So. All right, Lena. Good to see you. Have a terrific 4th of July weekend.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Lena's Northern Pines. Check it out.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I've finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I've always wanted three kids. I came from a family of three kids, and I started picturing having three car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of two, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion. Until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive. And because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
Paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
All right, next week on Reality Radio, we're going to get the folks in talking about the NCCU and the Golf Classic. A little scheduling conflict this morning, but I do want to mention that the 20th annual Northwoods Community Credit Union Golf Classic is 2 weeks from Saturday. Now, this is an annual event, and it usually sells out. I think there are a couple of spots still left. We'll have a team out there. Our civic media crew and Big G and his brother Gary are going to have a team out there, so we'll all be out there golfing in this. And this year, the proceeds are going to the Flambeau River Greenhouse, the Growing Center, which is going to be relocating from its current location to over by the school, from what I understand. And you can get a raffle ticket, even if you're not a golfer. You can get yourself a raffle ticket to support this venture. The first place is $1,000 put up by the Friends of the Flambeau River Community Growing Center. Second place is, let's see. Hey, that writing's too small for me to read. Why don't you read that, goodness. Ileana? What's the second place prize? It's really small.
I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Oh, 725?
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Is that what it says?
No, I thought it was like a rod. I thought it was like St. Croix or something like that. What does it say? First place is 1,000. Second place is, maybe it is 725. Yeah. Oh, it is 725.
Third is the St. Croix rod and reel package.
Oh, okay. Second is 725. Okay. So third is St. Croix rod. And real package, yeah. $500 value. Fourth place is $500 cash. And there's all kinds of other certificates. There's only like six of them listed on the raffle ticket itself, but there's like, I think, 30 or 40 that'll be given away with this.
Nice.
I have raffle tickets. If you want to buy them, they are $6 for $5. So they're at the front desk here. And if you see me out and about, tap me on the shoulder. I might have them with me, but we'll get you those tickets because... this is near and dear to my heart because the Flambeau River Community Growing Center, they take almost all the stuff that they grow and they give it to the food pantry, which is distributed, which I'm involved with. So that's pretty awesome that they are able to do that. So the folks at the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry are behind this and helping to sell some raffle tickets and supporting the day of the event. But if you want to get out and golf, that would be awesome. It's a four-person best ball, 18 holes. And all kinds of prizes throughout the day. It really is an all-day fun golfing event and party. It's really a great time. So if you want to sign up, give a call to the Park Falls Country Club. If you want your tickets, NCCU has them, and we have them here at the radio station also. All right. So what are you doing for the 4th, Ileana? What's up? What's up? What are you lighting off? What are you blowing up?
Well, nothing myself, I don't believe. I think just watching the fireworks in town on Thursday, but I think, Wednesday, Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we're going to do slip and slide kickball. I know I talked about that before,
my friends
and I, and then we'll go out on the boat, probably eat some yummy food and then watch the fireworks. And then Friday, I'm going to the rodeo. So that'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Now, do you have anybody in your circle of friends or your family who is big into fireworks? Is there anyone that you know that if you're outside sitting by a campfire that all of a sudden there's going to be stuff shooting in the air?
Yeah, I have a bunch of friends like that. It's not really the girls. It's mostly the guys. The guys will definitely...
Would you like to name names?
Maybe not. Because I'll get a text message later. Why'd you call me out on the radio? I don't know.
So of all your friends, who would be most likely to light off an M80? Of all your friends. Give me one name. Who would be most likely?
His name is Peyton.
Okay, Peyton. Yeah. Peyton. That Peyton sounds like he'd do that.
Yeah, he'd definitely do that.
Just be careful with those fireworks because every year we hear of injuries. And I guess growing up we had bottle rockets, we had firecrackers. Mm-hmm.
Those poppets, those are...
Yeah, we had those. The only time I ever remember... really being injured by a firework. I remember my cousins and I at my aunt and uncle's house right on the St. Croix River over in Hastings, Minnesota. Everyone was kind of around a table, and we were, for some reason, there was firecrackers on the table, and we were like lighting them and like throwing them over our shoulder.
Oh, no.
Literally, just the worst thing ever. So somebody, one of my cousins lit a firecracker, and the fuse just kind of went, didn't go. So for some reason, he just threw it on the table. And apparently it wasn't done because we're all kind of leaning over this table, about a 6-foot round table. And then all of a sudden this firecracker went off. And that was the first time in my life, probably 9 or 10, that I remember my ears ringing for probably 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
It's just that loud, whee!
Yeah.
Just, oh, man.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I had a deep, deep respect for the explosiveness of a firecracker.
Yeah, those tube ones too. We had something happen a couple years ago. I was up in Ashland with my dad's side of the family, and they had that tube, and you drop those big circular ones, you drop them in the tube. The tube tipped over, and it came at us, and we were sitting on the ground. Yeah, that was scary, but...
Yeah, don't do pop bottles. It's got to be a tube that's in the ground a ways. I mean, you should also almost be calling Digger's Hotline. That's how deep you should have that tube, because... that is one of the most common ways that people get injured is those firework tubes and stuff tip over.
Yep.
I've always been a big fan of the Roman candles. I love Roman candles.
Candle nice, yeah.
Because you know you're going to get 10 or 15 pops out of it. You can sit back in your lawn chair and you just kind of like, you know, just poof.
Yep.
It goes up and then you're just anticipating. You might even have time for a sip of a beverage and then you put it back down and poof. The next one goes up. It's maybe the most relaxing firework ever is a Roman candle. Big G, what's your favorite firework? What would you shoot off if you had, if I had a lighter for you right now and I could light something, what would it be? What firework
I'm
would
just
you
a sparkler guy.
Just a sparkler guy.
Yeah.
I had a sparkler accident too. Picked it up with my thumb and I had a scar there for
Those, they used to do, it used to be wire sparklers for years. I don't think they do
the
wire
old wires.
Ones.
Yep. That's what I used to have.
The metal ones? That's what I picked up.
Those you got to be careful because, you can, like you say, you can burn your hand on them.
Well, and plus,
if you hold them too long.
Yeah.
We would do the wire sparklers and my dad would always say, you know, pick up the sparkler when you're done. Don't throw it.
That's
and
what
then,
I did.
And then the next time you'd mow the lawn, it would be like a. That's why I think, I don't know if they outlawed them, but pretty much all sparklers now are wood. They have the wood sticks on them, which,
quite a few now.
Which is a very good idea or something that's...
I know, like the, you know, like the smoke bombs, the colored smoke. I mean, when the kids were young, they used to light those out in the driveway and you'd watch them. And
you give me a good smoke bomb. I'm into a good smoke, especially if the mosquitoes are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Mosquitoes are bad. You drop a good smoke bomb. And then that thing just, ooh, it's wonderful. Toxic air just filling all around you.
It's great.
You know, it's absolutely wonderful. And then, I mean, the power of the punk. You know what a punk is?
Punk.
A punk is a very slow burning, I don't know what it's made of, but you light the end of it, and it's just a constant little light. It's kind of like, I guess, the end of a cigarette or a cigar. Mm. So when you need to light something, you don't have to constantly take a lighter and go, you just got the punk. You take the punk and put it on the end of the fuse, and it goes. The power of the punk. You'd have your bottle rocket all ready to go, and you'd yell, punk, I need a punk, I need a punk. Mm-hmm. And then somebody would come, and they would light. Because when you're younger, your mom and dad aren't going to let you, you know, have a lighter.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if lighters were even that prevalent. That's how old I am. When I was younger, I always remember the hard wooden matches. Striking those and lighting up the firecrackers. You ever have one go off close to you, Big G, a firecracker?
You know, like once in a while. Sometimes, you know, it's a little hard to get out of the way. Some got short short wicks on them, so you got to be a little careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people will light those firecrackers, and they'll look at it, and they'll see it. I'm the person, if I light a firecracker, as soon as I see the of the fuse, it's gone.
It's gone.
I'm not going for that firecracker explosion in the air.
Yeah.
It's out of my hand. Big G, do we have a giveaway today in Big G's favorite place?
Well,
to
we do. We're just waiting on Tanya. She's supposed to be coming in from Sunset Lake House. So.
Okay. All right.
So, but in the meantime, man, we had a big big Sunday here, the wrap-up of the Fifield Trail Twister Fun Run. Great turnout out there. We had 15 full trail passes, actually. 15 people went to all 21 places on the card. So congratulations to them. The first prize was $150. That went to Phyllis Riccardi. And then the second prize was $100. That went to Jackie McGinnity. And then third prize went to Bill Kazowitz for $50.
Right.
And they also got some fun Trail Twister Fifield Lions T-shirts. And then some of our larger bucket drawings. We had a St. Croix rod and hat. That went to Troy Danielson. Lenny's Lunkers guided fishing tour. That went to Bo Stanky. We had a plug-in portable electric blanket from Hastings Concrete. That went to Brooke Bilkey, and limited edition chicken choker sweatshirt. It's a limited edition.
I don't want to know.
And Troy Danielson won that.
All right.
And then, of course, I want to thank all the people that were on the stops for the ride, all the bars and resorts, for all their donations. They donated sweatshirts, T-shirts, some bottles, and so forth. And then we had a lot of community sponsors as well, so I want to thank all of them. And then let me see if my brother sent me a list here. It's going to open up. No, it's not going to open up.
So somebody called me this morning when I was listing off all the activities going on around the area, and they said, Joel, you didn't mention Fifield. He said,
yeah, Fifield Picnic this weekend.
Big G is right there. And I said, I don't have any info. And I said, when Big G comes in, I said, he will. I said, I'll hit him up. And so we have more another event this Saturday, too, don't we?
Yeah, 148th Annual Fifield Community Picnic.
Yeah.
Saturday, July 6th at Movich Park. It starts at 9 a.m., goes to 11 p.m. Up and close personal fireworks at dusk. Got a registration for a 5K run at 9, craft show rummage sale. 10 a.m., the 5K begins. Food and beverage stands are open at 11 a.m. down there at Movich Park. A raffle table until 5 p.m., 50-50 raffle, kids games, kitty parade at noon. That's going to start, walk right from Mary Cassidy's to the park there. We've got the live music by Shane Kronberger, goes from 2 to 5. Grilling and meat raffles going at 5 p.m. And the duck race is back, Joel. The rubber race is back, nice. Starting at 6 p.m. Then live music from 7 to 11 down there at the Park Pavilion at Movich Park by West Avenue Band. And, of course, fireworks at dusk. And it's all the Friends of the Fifield Fire Department, the Fifield Legion will be down there, the auxiliary, the Fifield Fire Department themselves. And, yeah, so come on down. And, of course, Sunday morning, non-denominational congregational church service in the park. They're right in the pavilion there. So big event going down there at the community picnic.
Ileana, I thought you had a unique first name, and now I'm reading some of these tennis names. One girl's name is Iga, I-G-A, mm-hmm. and the other one is Coco, C-O-C-O.
Interesting. Yeah.
Do you ever get, when you were younger especially, did kids pick on you because you had such a unique first name?
So it's actually funny. I wasn't actually called Ileana until like middle school. So
oh, really?
Lily is what I was called for the longest time. And then my mom told me, she's like, yeah, that's not your real name. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. But I mean, it kind of sounds the same. People call me Illy, Ileana, Lily. It kind of all sounds the same.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And nobody spells it correctly, I'm sure.
Oh, no. It's always two L's, two N's.
And it's always interesting when you go to a place and they are roster calling or something, a name, to see how are they going to chop mm-hmm. this baby up, right?
A lot
right?
of people say Ileana or Ileana. Yeah. But
Ileana. I-L-I-A-N-A.
Yep.
All right. My wife has a very unique name, Shayna. It's spelled S-H-A-Y-N-A.
Okay.
So she always gets Shaina or Cheyenne. Or a friend of ours, when I lived in Rice Lake, he would intentionally every single time just say Shanana, Shabuzi, or whatever he would say.
Yeah.
So, it makes life interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But then there's Big G. He's just Big G. So
yeah. Big G is Big G.
You did it just for the spelling, right? Just to make it easy?
Is yeah,
right?
It fits on a license plate real easy.
Yeah, that's nice. Yep. That's nice. All right. We're going to talk about Sunset Lake in just a little bit.
Yeah.
And do our giveaway, too, right?
You betcha.
With our favorite places to eat with Big G. Hold on.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
If you can make a hyena laugh, flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets, polka with penguins, what a treat! Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkler Complete Rain Gutters. 30 plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? PostFrame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood PostFrame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Stay tuned. We're going to talk about Sunset Lake and have a giveaway with some of Big G's favorite places to eat. But first of all, we're going to talk with Bernadette. Bernie, I guess we'll call you, right?
Yes.
All right, from the Waterford. How you doing, Bernie?
Good. Really good.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
And for those who aren't familiar with it, we always assume there's a few people listening that are new to the area, who haven't tuned in. Tell us what the Waterford is, first of all, before we talk about some of the events.
The Waterford is an assisted living facility, and we have, like, all together, we have 36 residents.
Okay.
And we have great activities. We have a mass every Thursday. We have games. We do a lot of activities
with
the residents, so they're all happy. And
sure, fantastic. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We have quite a few events coming up at the Waterford, so let's talk about those.
Okay, I'd like to take this opportunity today to let you know that July 9th, it's going to be Alzheimer's event from 3 to 6. We're having pulled pork dinners, we're having raffles, we're having entertainment. And it's going to be outside. Hopefully the weather will be nice so we can do this. But I went to all the stores in town, Super One, Oh Dear Nutrition, Sweet Brew, Ron Ernst Lumber, Rocky Road Boutique, Quick Trip, Decor to Adore, Park Theater, and Wheels of Abbotsford. And I'm getting more for raffles.
Okay.
So that'll be a great event day.
All right.
July 23rd, we're going to have Gorgeous Grandma photo shoots.
Okay.
So come on down and we'll take a photo shoot. Maybe you'll have your grandson with you and that'll even be better.
Yeah.
So that'll be on July 23rd at 2 o'clock. July 30th, we're having cheesecake tasting at 2 o'clock. I think there'll be like four or five different kinds of cheesecake. So come on down.
Hang on, let me say, Big G, free food. All right, just make a Big G.
Yeah, we're especially cheesecake. So everybody's welcome to come and do that.
Oh, we got his attention. That's on the 30th, so everyone's welcome to come down for that, okay?
And then we have August 20th, open house from 4 to 6:30. We'll have refreshments and things like that. So people from the outside can come if they have a loved one that they want to just look around the facility, check it out. They're welcome on August 20th from 4 to 6:30.
All right. Lots of wonderful events coming up, and they can probably go on the web or social media and look at the Waterford for activities going on. So whether you are involved with someone who's at the facility or not, I mean, they're invited to come take part.
Family and the community, you just come on in and enjoy.
Lots of real nice events going on. All right. And people, again, if you want more information, just Google the Waterford or go to the Facebook page and get more information on that. Very good. Some very cool events coming up, Bernie. Anything else we missed or we're good?
No, we're good. But it's kind of nice to have that opportunity that people can come and just watch us, what we do.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. All right, Bernadette. Bernie, thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming in. Have a great day. The Waterford in Park Falls. Check them out again on Facebook, Google the web for that. And a lot of great activities coming up here in the next few weeks.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $10. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
940. If you want to be on Reality Radio, if you're a nonprofit group or organization, let us know. You can call us at 762-3221, email wcqm@civicmedia.us. If you're a business, you want to promote your business, give us a call for more information on that to come on Reality Radio. Well, the big 4th of July, we mentioned last week, Ileana, this is kind of Phillips' town celebration is the 4th of July.
Yep.
And always a big parade. That's one of the biggest parades in the area, usually 70, 80 plus entries. Mm-hmm. So that'll be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Are you in the parade or going to it?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna go because, you know, for candy, and you know, they hand out popsicles, and it's always it's fun to watch. You know, they have a lot of different floats and stuff like that, and the people dress up, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a fun for you. For several years when I was with the chamber, I ran the parade, and it was just I really enjoyed it. Just
it's fun.
The different entries roll in at the end. Some would go to the Park Falls parade at noon, and they would zip down and jump in the end of the Phillips parade.
Yep.
So it's a lot of just a lot of fun. At 2 o'clock in Phillips, and then the fireworks, of course, on Thursday night, right there at Elk Lake Park.
Yep.
Friday, you got the rodeo Friday and Saturday.
Oh yeah,
is the rodeo at the fairgrounds, and I think you can get tickets. Craig told me, by the way, Bader Sports Center has rodeo tickets, and they'll have them until noon tomorrow. So if you're looking to get rodeo tickets for the rodeo Saturday or Sunday, Bader's would be a great place to go to, right next to Pick and Save. You'll have them in store till noon, and then they got to give them to the rodeos to make sure that they got them all. And then Saturday is the Arts and Crafts Fair in Phillips. It's always huge, tons of tents. I think they do that down on the lake, right at Elk Lake Park, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
And
that is correct.
Yeah, that is correct. Okay, some of these events move around and I miss it. But Saturday, so if you love kind of milling, you know, tent after tent after tent of arts and crafts and things that people make with woodwork and stuff, this is one of the biggest ones you'll find in the area, the one at Phillips. And that is Saturday, running from 9 until 3. The Phillips Children's Museum going to be down there also that day. The Moose Lodge will have some kids bingo, I think, down at the park. I believe that's at the park. And also Echoes of Camp Randall, a Badger Band performance. They did this, was it last year or a couple years ago, where the members of the Wisconsin Badgers Band come and perform. It's not the whole band, but it's members of
the band. That. Wow.
And that's Echoes of Camp Randall at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So all down at Elk Lake Park, unless someone tells us differently. The 4th of July.
That is quite the event down there. I mean, they 13, 14, 15 kids come up, and it's the Badgers marching band come up, and a lot of alumni, Art Burkhardt from Phillips, he brings his tuba out, and I mean, it's quite a fun event.
I think Art was one of the original ones that brought them here originally.
Yes,
I remember
it was that. Art and Tracy and the alumni committee. I'm not sure who else is on that, but yes, they bring them here and they put them up, and folks put them up in their homes, and it's really really a nice event. Adds a lot. It'll be right down there by the stage there at Elk Lake Park.
There'll be some good percussionists, some good drummers, because we all know that drummers are the best musicians. So they'll be there taking, all that stuff. So it's awesome. So, all right. Big Jew,
this is a big weekend. Happy 4th of July, everybody. And you can you can spend a day in Phillips. You can spend a day in Park Falls. Phillips, of course, you got all the activities going on, parade at 2 o'clock, and they can rally up to Harborview. They're having a top secret performing at Harborview there. They're going to have, starting at 3 p.m. until the last firework is fired. And tonight, Wednesday, is 25-cent wings at Harborview, so you can kick off the 4th by going there for 25-cent wings from 3 to 6 tonight. And lots of activity going on all over town there, so you can make a day of it.
Yes.
Of course, Park Falls, the young professionals, they are having their 4th of July celebration starting, I believe, at 10 o'clock down by the Legion Hall there. You can get some great food and everything, parade at noon. And Miss Teen USA, Olivia Negri, is going to be in the parade. So
and everybody kind of lingers around there through the afternoon. There's food, there's horseshoes, there's kind of, just kind of a family fun atmosphere. I think there's even some people set up in the Legion parking lot with some arts and crafts and stuff like that.
I believe so, yeah.
So that kind of goes, they just kind of linger around there, enjoy conversation, beverages, great food, and then the fireworks, you can see them from right there.
Sure, you bet.
Right from the Legion Hall. So that's the Park Falls celebration. Mellon has theirs on Saturday. They have live music Saturday night. And then Sunday, the Butternut Legion Hall is doing an Independence Day picnic if you want to take that in on Sunday. So that's just a taste of some of the things going on.
Yeah, you can't probably go through a town in Wisconsin and not find a 4th of July celebration this weekend on Thursday.
You know, one of the best 4th of Julys I ever had, to be honest with you, is we were traveling back from somewhere. I think we took a family vacation, and we were traveling somewhere in Indiana or something on the 4th of July, and flat land. And you could literally see, like, 5 fireworks shows. As you were driving, you see one over there, and you can see one over there.
Oh, wow.
And it was so cool to see all these fireworks shows. Because you get down in some of that flat land of Indiana and Iowa down there, you can see for a long ways.
It'd be fun to go to, like, Tim's Hill or something, go up on the whatever and watch all the fireworks around. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Be
some
careful.
Some of these individuals, I mean, they got some pretty heavy fireworks that they fire off at
competition is what it's called.
Yeah, there you go.
Between cabins where they have the dueling fireworks shows. And
so how does Billy do with fireworks? Is there any
with him? Or, I mean, we had him for the 4th of July last year, and I can't remember. Our neighborhood is pretty quiet. We have a couple houses that are not occupied full year round. So he does good. He just stays in the house, and it's pretty quiet.
Oh yeah, Billy's your dog's name. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you should have said that. Yeah.
Like, Billy, our dog. I should have clarified that. Yeah.
And being blind, he's pretty much blind. His sense of smell and hearing then are amplified now, too. Mm-hmm. So anybody, we mentioned this earlier, anybody who has a dog, do what you can to keep it. If you're shooting off fireworks, put them in the house, just get them away from the fireworks, because there's a reason why when you shoot off firecrackers that the dog ducks and runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's very, very sensitive to their ears.
They have like, what do they have, like thunder shirts or something? Or what is that I hear that they have for,
for you're
dogs
right.
that are, you know.
Yeah.
I saw someone on TikTok. They bought their dog headphones or like earmuffs. It was so funny. And they got them like a little head sleeve to put over it. I was like, "Aw, it was cute." The dog just didn't look happy, but you know, I'm sure they'll appreciate it once the fireworks are going off.
Well, I have a cat, and our cat watches MTV almost every day. It's not the music channel. Our cat's name is Mason. So it's Mason TV. So we did this because when we first acquired this cat about a year and a half ago, a 12-year-old cat, my wife brought something up on her phone, and the cat kind of looked at the phone. So she thought, I wonder what would happen if I brought up like birds and mice. So we did that, brought it up on the phone, and he would literally stare. We'd prop up the camera, and he would sit there for an hour and just stare and paw at the at the phone. So I had a TV that we use for cornhole tournaments, and I dropped it at one point. So the upper right corner kind of doesn't work anymore. There's no picture, but the rest of it does. I thought, rather than throw it away, I'm going to set up this TV. I put a fire stick in there, and I went on YouTube, and I put TV that cats like. And our cat daily for about an hour will sit there on the floor and watch on a 32-inch TV birds and mice. And sometimes if he's really jacked up, he'll start pawing at we hear the TV rocking back and forth a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he'll be pawing at the screen.
Spoiled.
So if you want to keep your cat entertained, I'm pretty sure on your phone, if you brought up, go YouTube and just put cat TV, your cat will probably love that
stuff.
Well,
speaking of TV now,
my
dog watches TV.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, the commercial with Doug and Emo.
Yeah,
I mean when Lemo, that comes Emo, on, I mean the dog can be in another room. She hears that music, and then I mean I got to put TV trays in front of the TV because she just goes and attacks that Emo.
So it goes
on the TV.
It goes Lemo, Emo, and Doug, and your dog is like
just,
boom
just
right
like
there.
It's just like it's 100, you know, it's 110 miles an hour, and it's just it's crazy. But anytime like you know anything with and it's amazing. How many of these commercials have pets?
Yeah, in them? Yeah.
And it's like
our dog we had previously, a pug, she did not like horses. Anytime a horse she would ignore the TV all day. But if there was a horse and she and it caught in her eyesight, she would just start barking, really? Barking until that horse went off the screen.
Yeah, we can't watch like the Westminster Dog Show or anything like that because it would be it'd be like a doggy Olympics in the living room. I mean, it's just
that's too funny.
It's just crazy. Oh, you know, geez. They say dogs can't see TV, but I have the proof they can.
Well, and our TV's up on a wall, but when we used to have in our other house the TV on an entertainment center, our dog did that thing of going behind the TV and finding out, you know, where is it?
Yeah.
Where is it? It doesn't understand what. How can it? It's not here.
Yeah.
What would we do without pets? Huh?
Yeah.
They're great.
All right. 9:50 on Reality Radio.
Rev up your engines at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.99, complete with up to 6 quarts, plus a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Add tire rotation for just $24.99, and enjoy free tire rotations for life of the tires with any tire purchase. Ask about our oil change loyalty program and rest easy with 24/7 towing. Visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin to help support the Old Abe Memorial Park Project.
It's What Is It Wednesday at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Go to their Facebook page right now. Guess what the part or product is? Then don't answer. Call or stop in and get 5% off your next purchase up to $100 discount. Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
Celebrate this 4th of July with Harborview at the Lake. Join them for an unforgettable day of classic rock and country western music by Top Secret. Starting at 3 p.m. until the fireworks finale. Enjoy great drink specials by bartenders Carissa and Savannah. Dive into delicious food, including 25-cent wings from 3 to 6 on Wednesday night. Plus, paddleboard rentals from Wells Moves for just $20 an hour. Receive 10% off your bill in appreciation for all our frontline workers, first responders, and past and present military. Declare your independence at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and just a little breezy today. We'll get to around 81 this afternoon with wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 79. With more rain and scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
It's 9:53. We're winding down Reality Radio. Big G, Ileana are here. All right, we're going to do it. We're going to do a giveaway, but are we going to shift gears here a little bit, Big G?
Yeah, we are. I was having a little technical difficulties printing on my email here for the sponsors, for the community sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Fifield Lions Trail Twister Fun Run, so I went and I made hard copies.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to have a gift certificate giveaway in just a second. Let's honor some of our businesses who are supporting
this
event.
So again, great success. We hope to make it bigger and better next year, but thank you everybody that came out to Movers Park this last Sunday for the Trail Twister Fifield Lions closeout party. I want to thank all our community sponsors, Henry Rauschenbach from Restore U with a cash donation, Hastings Concrete and Snow Plying, with that ultra 12-volt heated travel blanket. St. Croix Rods, home of the best rods on earth, for the rod and the fishing cap. Mary Barrett from Arts Barber and Styling, an event sponsor. Chase Walker of Area 31 for a cooler full of goodies. B&B Insurance Services, two nice gift pouches full of great things. CNR Power Sports and Small Engine Repair, hoodies, sweatshirts, gift certificates. Thanks to Phyllis and Kyle over there. Wheelway Auto Supercenter for a gift certificate. Fifield Grocery, John and Kim. Go down and see them for some great bacon, some great ribeyes. Pick up some great stuff for the 4th of July. And the brats. Don't forget about the homemade brats down there. Ron Ernst Lumber and Fifield. Gifts, $25 gifts, two $25 gift certificates from them. Lenny's Lunkers, guided fishing tour and fishing gift certificate. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports for their gift certificates. And then I want to run through our... I'm not going to run through all our stops, but thanks to everybody that participated in the Fifield Trail Twister Fun Run. And we'll look forward to it next year, bigger and better. So thank all you, right. Everybody.
Fantastic. All right, to wind down Reality Radio, we're going to give something away. What are we going to give away?
Well, we got, you know, Lena was in here. You've heard about her exciting new business there, Lena's Northern Pines, right there in Butternut Lake. She's got Friday Fish Fight, starts at 3 o'clock. Great nightly specials. Thursday is a German fair. Do you like schnitzel? Is that how you say that?
Schnitzel
and German. Have you had German food?
Probably. Yeah.
I would take the sauerkraut off it, but yes.
Okay.
I'm not a big kraut guy, but other than that, yes. I mean.
All right, but yeah, it's got a great week. It's a huge menu out there. Go on out there. You can rent pontoons out there. You got a little swimming beach for the kids. Nice deck to have a drink on. A tiki bar. And, of course, the dining area and 10 nice cabins for rent out there. So
yep.
Congratulations to Lena and Frank again. It was their grand opening last weekend. And
cornhole boards,
really
too.
Really enjoyed being out at cornhole boards.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Yeah. Yep, and you can take your fishing pole out there and catch some nice fish there off Butternut Lake.
Yeah.
Well, we've got gift certificates today from Lena's Northern Pines. And these are joint gift certificates with Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. So we're going to give one of those away.
For how much is it?
I believe they're $20.
All right. So $20
gift certificate.
Good certificate. For... If you've won something in the last 30 days on our call-ins, just back away. Let somebody else get in if you could. So caller 5 at 715-762-3221.
And these are good at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. They're also good at Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut, so you can use them either place.
All right, caller 5, good luck. We'll tell you who the winner is coming up after we get a little news here.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions still surround President Biden and what should happen next in the Democratic Party following last week's debate performance. With the election just 4 months away, here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
What Democrats were saying privately just a few days ago, they are now saying publicly. I've been talking to over a dozen Democrats, and the concern is palpable. It is piercing. There is mounting pressure on President Biden from Democrats who are demanding answers about the president's mental fitness and who are also raising questions about whether he should go on with his campaign.
Hurricane Beryl heading toward Jamaica could make landfall in the next few hours, pass near the Cayman Islands tomorrow and hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Friday. Right now, it's a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of about 140 miles an hour. The ruling heat wave still bearing down on much of the country. Parts of Arkansas and Louisiana are expecting heat indexes of about 110 degrees today. This is ABC News.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Well, congratulations, Don Carden was our winner of the $20 Lena's gift certificate. So, Don, congratulations to you. All right. What are you doing for the 4th, Big G? What do you got going on?
Well, I got my daughter's coming up to visit.
Nice,
so
nice.
She doesn't get up here too often. She's from Rochester. Her and her boyfriend are coming up, and we're gonna take in some of the beautiful activities here that the Northwoods has to offer. So,
yeah,
nice. They want to go over to Wildwood Wildlife Park, so we're going to go over there one day, weather permitting, and then maybe up to the Copper Falls area just to...
All right.
Check that out. So, and maybe get a little fishing in between. So,
yeah, kind of nice to have 4th of July on a Thursday because even if some of us are working Friday, we won't really be working. We'll just kind of be mailed it in. So it's kind of almost like a four-day weekend. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty nice. All right, Big G, have a great 4th.
Yeah, well, you guys too.
Ileana, you too?
Yep.
We'll see you back in here Monday. We'll be unmanned. Well, not unmanned. Won't be in here tomorrow morning. I'll be back in on Friday to do the cake drawing. John St. John is coming in next. We've got Gray in from 2 until brewer time at 7:05.
Look at your cup holder. It's empty. And you're feeling thirsty. Head to a nearby convenience store and fill it with a Pepsi Zero Sugar, Mountain Dew, or Starry. Grab a delicious, refreshing Pepsi for the road.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as